I need people. I need somebody to come work for me. I know I should, but this is kind of stressful. And I'm not sure when I should hire my first employee. I remember many years ago when I was in that situation, I knew I needed to, but it was stressing me out because I'm like, what if they're stupid? I mean, seriously, what if I hire somebody and they get one over on me in the interview, because this has happened to me actually, they get one over on me and then they're stupid, they don't know what they're doing, maybe they're full of shit, or they're incompetent. What if they quit on me right away? What if they make me look bad? What if I lose money? There's so many things that go through our mind when we consider hiring our first employee. And today, I want to talk about a few things, two or three things here that will help you identify when the time is right to hire that first employee. But before we get into that, there's, what do I got? I got two big reasons here, two big reasons when you should not hire your first employee. So I want to get this out of the way first. The first reason you should not hire somebody is when you need them. You do not ever want to hire somebody when you are in a place of desperation. You have a job starting in 2 days and you beat the bushes, run an ad, drive down to Home Depot and find some homeless guy around the dumpster or whatever, and you go, hey, come work for me. Guys, that is the worst time to hire because you're in desperation mode and you're gonna take whatever you get, and 10 out of 10 times, that's gonna fuck you. All right, so you do not want to hire when you need to hire. It's the same with our marketing. Marketing and hiring to me are very similar. Okay, the last thing I want to do is market for business when I need it, because it will never come quick enough. You don't want to hire when you need it either. So marketing and hiring, we should always be doing 365 days a year. I've talked about that on other videos. So you don't hire when you need them, and don't hire somebody unless you have a clear outcome for their role. On paper, you've thought through it, you know exactly what is required of them and how you're gonna measure them and things like that. Too many times we hire people and we don't have a clear job description, and that ends up biting us in the ass later on. So don't hire when you need them, and don't hire when there's not a clear outcome for what their damn job is. So let's get into when you should hire your first employee. Right out of the gate, you gotta hire when you know that they will make you money. So when you are clear on the outcome that you need and the problems that you're having in your business, you need to make sure that you're bringing people into the business that are going to make you more money. It's that simple. So if they're in a sales role, obviously that's gonna add money into the business. If they're marketing, that is gonna add money into the business because leads come into the business. You also wanna hire people to protect your money, meaning a good office manager, a good bookkeeper, things like that. People on the back end, administrative assistants, somebody answering the phone. So, Tom, how does somebody answering the phone make me money or save me money? Easy. Every time you miss the phone call, every time you don't enter something into the CRM properly, and on and on and on, it costs you money in the long run. So if things are falling through the cracks where you're not able to sell because you're distracted doing some marketing stuff and some admin things, then it might be time to hire that first employee. You also want to hire when they're going to produce something for a profit. If I'm hiring a guy to hang crown molding, then he needs to be able to do that in a proficient manner that leads to a profit. Did you know that each month I train hundreds of contractors all around the world on our contractor fight nights? This is a 2-hour training designed to help you build a stronger business. We talk about marketing and sales and hiring and mindset and your numbers. Any issue, any topic that is going to help you build a stronger business, we cover on our monthly contractor fight night. So listen, I want to invite you to go right now, check out the link in the description, contractorfightnight.com, click that button there and learn more about the next contractor fight night coming your way. The next reason you want to consider hiring your first employee for your contracting business is when you find somebody that has expertise in a certain area. Like, they knock it out of the park. Years ago, my painting company outside of Chicago found this guy. He was an expert spray man. And we were doing tons of high-end, million-dollar new construction homes for several builders, crazy trim packages. They wanted the trim to come out like glass, and we found that guy, and that was his only role. And so, man, I had to snatch that guy up. I've also made the mistake of hiring guys and then bringing them on and giving them what I call do-all roles. Hey, I want you to do this, I want you to do this, I want you to do this, I want you to do this. I once paid a guy a salary to do that, and he never got good at anything. He didn't bring any certain expertise. And so I want to encourage you that if you know somebody, if you find somebody that has expertise as a salesperson or a marketing person or in the office or some aspect of construction, it might be time to pull the trigger, have a conversation with them about them joining your team. Final reason I'm going to talk about today about when you should hire your first employee is when your calendar is booked out, when you can't meet the demand anymore of all the leads and all the sales that are coming into your business. That is costing you money. And too many of you guys are too damn scared to pull the trigger because you don't want to get burned. Well, listen, you're going to get burned. You're going to make the wrong hire. But I would much rather make a few wrong hires and learn from it, then lose out on the hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars worth of revenues and profits coming into your business over the next few years. Okay? So don't be a chicken shit. All right? When your calendar is booked 6 to 8 weeks out at a 50% gross profit or better, you really have two options. Okay? Number one is you can say, hey, I'm just going to raise my prices again because if lead flow's that good, I'm going to start charging a 70% gross profit. All right, then you're gonna, you know, things will even out. And that's a viable option. I know a lot of guys that actually do that. The other, which I prefer because it gets me out of the day-to-day shit in the field and things like that, is hire somebody to work with you and help you with production. Okay, so if you're 6 to 8 weeks out, you're a one-man show right now, you're considering hiring your first employee, you're 6 to 8 weeks out, guys, you can't do this forever. Right at the time of this viewing, like in what's today, September 3rd, we're recording this on the 3rd of September of 2019. In 3 days, I turn 50 years old. Okay, there's things that I can't do anymore in the field more than like a day at a time, right? And you're getting older. You might be 26 right now watching this thing and think that you're gonna be able to climb ladders and do all this other shit for the rest of your life. Well, you're not. Okay? You're not. And last thing you want is to be married to a business where you have to work day in and day out to pay your bills and make a profit and stuff, and you can never take any time off. All right? So don't be a chicken shit when it comes to hiring your first employee. When you are 6 to 8 weeks out at the profit margin that you need, that's the time to really consider bringing somebody on. Now, there's a caveat to this. You don't go hire somebody the first time you're booked out 6 to 8 weeks. In my world, once you've proven that you're booked out 6 to 8 weeks for at least 3 to 4 months, a third of the year or so, quarter of the year, all right, then it's time to hire. Because anybody could be a flash in the pan for 6 to 8 weeks during the busy season when demand is high. I see this all the time in the spring and a lot of those service-oriented business like landscape maintenance and water feature guys and window cleaning and things like that. Your phone's ringing off the hook. Oh my God, I can't keep up with the demand. You go hire two or three people and then the phones go dead in July and then you gotta let people go, or worse, you keep paying them, but you don't pay yourself because you're too much of a nice guy to fire people. All right, so don't put yourself in that situation. All right, so listen, let's recap here. Don't hire when you need them or when there's not a clear outcome for their role, what their job is, and how they're gonna be measured. Hire when you know they're gonna make you money. Don't hire unless you're sure that you're gonna make money on this thing, okay? When you find somebody that has expertise in an area, hopefully that's better than you in that area, pull the trigger and bring them on board, and then hire when you cannot meet the demand for at least a quarter of the year, third or a quarter of the year, when you're having an issue, people are starting to get pissed off at you. Why can't you get out here for 6 weeks? Okay, when you're hearing that for a good part of the year, then it's probably time to hire. And I'm gonna throw one more thing in here for when you should hire. You should only hire when you have a budget and you do your numbers and you actually know what you're making and what it costs you to run your business and things like that. I've done tons and tons of videos on your numbers, so go back and look at our archives and things like that and you'll find those. So listen, guys, Don't be afraid to hire. Don't be a chicken shit. Like I said before, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make the wrong hire. We all do. It's just part of the game. It's part of learning. Okay, but on the other end of this, building a team is a wonderful thing. When you have the right people doing the right things and you're all rowing the boat in the same direction, I promise you it will be worth it. So if you're on the fence right now, if you're being a chicken shit, you've known for a while you should hire, okay? Run your situation through the things we talked about here today, and then you'll know for sure when you need to pull the trigger and hire that first employee. We'll see you guys next time on Contractor Fight TV.